कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. Okay, on Cyrus says here, before I introduce my beautiful guests, and sexy they are, I swear on God, and by God as well. Big problem for me are truckers. Yes, the word that rhymes with truckers would be more appropriate. Have you got that feeling when they suddenly take a U-turn or a right turn, get into your lane, and then you know you're screwed because it's all going to slow down now and there's no space to overtake left or right? So I did some research in front of the truckers, and I have an auto expert who may help me with this later. Trucks are supposed to, and the truckers who drive it, are supposed to operate only at certain times and are supposed to stay on the left.
Yes.
They're not supposed to be on the bloody right.
No.
So what the hell is wrong with them? I say every time, truck you, don't come here. Truck off, as far as I'm concerned, off the road, as to complete the sentence. It's called Cyrus Says. We'll be back in a second. Guys, please explain this to me. Truckers and trucks. What happens is our roads are narrow. The truck enters and it's end of the story completely. But now I hear that there's a proper discipline which has to be followed.
But Cyrus, I'm surprised you're even asking this question.
But
considering we live in this utopia of law and civilized society, I'm like, how can you even ask this question? The rules exist, but who cares?
But did you know this?
Of course I did.
They have timings to enter the city.
Yes,
they do.
Those are actually fairly
enforced.
Those are enforced.
They are enforced. Huh. Because as someone who lives in New Bombay, I see them all.
You live in New Bombay?
Yes, the faraway land.
One second, did our guests cancel? How can we allow? What's going on?
I paid to be on the show.
Tushar, Joel, they've got a huge podcast we want to talk about. But first, let's rant a bit about this truck thing. Yeah. You said you come from New Bombay and?
And, you know, the trucks are all lined up there. Yeah. Before, I think they allow them to come in at, I think, 10 or 11 in the night.
Right.
So they're not allowed into the city between a certain hour. I think, Joel, what time is it?
I think it's 10 p.m. to... They're allowed into the city from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m.
And then they're not supposed to be there in the afternoon.
And so,
right?
if you're in the city
but
at
certain
that time,
types of trucks are allowed.
What the hell does that mean?
The
Brahmin trucks are allowed. Other trucks aren't allowed. What's going on?
No. So basically, it's certain types of trucks in this. And the largest ones are allowed. Mm. Are not allowed in the city.
Right. But what do you mean the largest ones? The really big ones.
The really big ones,
The ones that rhyme with Doland, Leyland.
Doland, yeah.
Yeah. Same family.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, that took me a second.
Yeah, I was like,
they're really bloody slow. Oh, not you, the trucks.
Yeah.
Because they're made in the 50s, the gears are from the 50s, everything is from the 50s. It's just, it's like a, you know, out of sync with the times.
Worse than the trucks, you know what pisses me off? It's like when
the truckers.
Them also.
And their mothers, mother truckers. You tell me.
You know, it's just like, you know, people get on the right side of the road. Mm-hmm. And then just slow down.
Slow down.
Because they're like, now I'm on this lane.
I love you, Tushar.
I want to make love to you right now.
Because I can't tell you how I think about this. I'm like, do they not think about what they do? A lot of people just escape while driving. Mr. Auto Expert, you tell us. There's no conscious effort that driving is actually like a sport. You're actually paying attention and focusing on things. I think they just have this therapy going on. I'm okay. I'm in the right lane, as you mentioned.
Yeah, because they were like, okay, now I don't have to deal with the right side of traffic. No, it's like only left side there's traffic. Now I'm chill.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So if we all follow the bloody lane discipline, I think we would have a chance.
Yeah. Yes.
And if the cops stop shutting the signals to let very important people walk by,
I mean, just like
that makes no
roads.
Sense, really.
But again, like, I'm surprised with this entire line of conversation.
How naive.
Yeah.
Was I under a rock? Was I in coma?
Hi, Cyrus.
Questions.
Welcome.
You were just in South Bombay.
Welcome to Mumbai.
Which is the same thing. Yeah. Oof, really. And the best part for me is every time I ask a cop, kaun hai? VIP kaun hai? They say, pata nahi. 90% of the time, nobody knows who the VIP is.
It's secret service protocol. Oh, super, it's super. You can't tell who the VIP is.
Just in case. Take a bullet for a guy you don't know who he is. Hey, kaun tha? Sorry about the bad acting, but now let's get back to these two young men. Joel, of course, has a huge body of work behind him, starting with being an auto journalist.
Joel has a huge body.
We could have gone with that as well, but I thought we'd kill about 40 minutes more. So we'll talk about head, thorax, abdomen, legs, arms, and you know what, little Joel. The first Joel.
We're not going down that
road. Yeah,
his crown Joel.
That is the road we don't want to go down. That is where our trucks will not go.
There you go. Stay on the left side, bro. Yeah. All right. Quick word about your background, Joel, before we get into the podcast.
Was a journalist for a long time.
But why cars?
I kind of just stumbled into it.
Oh, you're not a car freak.
I am, but I'm not like a car freak to the point of, say, like, you know, considering we are in Bombay and this is an old stereotype. Like, for instance, the old Parsi uncle. Like, I'm not that kind
of
guy.
The Tiger Triumph and cleaning it all day and night.
All day and night,
or
yeah.
Parking the bike up and the wife in the garage.
Yeah, I was never that guy.
My family.
It's a lot of families.
Yeah, I know. Families.
I was never that guy. I was just a guy with an above average interest in cars and motorcycles. More motorcycles first and then cars later. And quite honestly, I got into television like back in the day when I was at CNBC, and they were like, okay, here's features, because I was in the features team, and like, what would you like to work on? And I looked at all the shows that they had, and I'm like, hey, this, they have an auto show, let's do that.
But you were the
fun
class bully going back in school and all that.
I mentioned that
you many times. Used to beat kids mercilessly for no reason.
He looks like that kind
of guy. Yeah, and very often the kid would say, here's my lunch, I don't want your lunch, I just want to slap you. And he was
carrying on. I just want to beat you.
He prepared everybody for the government. He was really nice that way. Yeah. Hostility with no reason whatsoever.
So yeah, so that was basic. And then about 4 years ago, I quit television. Mm-hmm. And got
this
into,
is when he was doing the auto car thing or something else?
I used to be part of the auto car thing when I was at CNBC. Then I was the editor of Top Gear magazine.
And
for
your
a
junior
while.
Partner was Rohan Joshi.
That came a little later. Rohan Joshi and me.
You
were,
asked for a lady, but
Rohan Joshi and me were together at Top Gear India. I was the editor and he was a features writer. And then moved back to television, went to Times Now with the magnificent Arnab Goswami.
Yeah.
Who was
all right.
who was relatively
who changed
sane,
you?
Who was sane back then?
Have you ever driven him?
No.
He's driven you crazy, that's for sure. Yeah.
And yeah, Rohan and me were there, were working on this show together called Times Drive, which I then quit about 5 years ago and went into digital programming.
Where?
With AIB. I was editorial director of this show called On Air with AIB.
Right.
It was this news comedy show. We had a great time doing it.
Don't tell me about news comedy shows. We've tried to handle that for 20 years. We've moved on to cars, trucks.
So yeah, so did that for a while.
But one sec, going back to that. So you went from auto journalism in a sense to comedy.
Yes.
And you also wrote the scripts and stuff?
No, I didn't write the scripts.
Just
we had a room
from,
of writers. I was basically a showrunner. I was running the show. I was running the research team, making sure everything
worked. So you were the boss of the outfit, but you didn't do the creatives?
No, I was part of the creatives, but I was not just doing that.
He was the guy telling everyone, this sucks, that sucks.
That's a huge job.
That's a great job.
Yeah. And also, one major part of my job was making sure we didn't get arrested and sent to jail.
Did you?
Yeah. We didn't.
They already had a bad record with the cops because of the roast or something.
We did, yeah. AIB had
because Joel wasn't on it, no. That's why they had a problem with the
roast. The cops have to protect us from this kind of thing, criticism and abuse, because there's nothing else that's to worry about in our country.
Because everything else has been solved.
After Ranga Billa, we've had no crime.
This is the reason, Cyrus, why the trucks are running rampant.
Yeah. There you go.
In the street.
Because somebody needs to go wild.
No, because the cops are focusing on the more important
things. Comedians.
Like comedians, jokes.
English-speaking comedians on the internet. To be really, because they haven't attacked Srivastav, as far as I know.
No,
Raju
no.
is fine.
To be fair, he's not really.
He has his own truck fleet.
That is true.
I was about to say something very mean about Raju
Shivastav.
To be fair.
Please, not to use a pun, but
he's not really doing a lot of edgy stuff.
Or funny.
Really? You mean the story about Do Bakra Tha Gaon Mein, and I thought it was going somewhere, and then they produce a kid, and, which is a joke because the kid is a goat's baby, but that's an English joke.
I haven't
and
heard
he
set.
And
I haven't heard his set.
I think only Cyrus got an exclusive.
I actually did a show where Raju was the headline, and I had to just introduce him.
No, he kills on stage.
Yeah.
No doubt. He's great on stage, and I've seen him, and he kills on stage. But he's not doing a lot of edgy stuff, which would get you into trouble.
So you spit on him. You don't respect him.
No, I just save that.
You have your disgust and contempt. I can see in your voice. Okay, Tushar, let's talk about you. Joel's hogged all the limelight here. He, in fact, specifically said he wants to talk more.
He's that kind of guy. Even on our podcast, he just doesn't
shut up. How do you become
partners,
firstly?
Because desperation. No one else. Sometimes how...
Was he stuck in New Bombay, wanted to pee?
You met at the toll booth.
There you go.
Podcast karega kya?
Podcast karega kya?
It's a line every child wants to hear.
Yeah.
It's like how we have that dating philosophy of, you're single, I'm single. Maybe we could do something.
Yeah.
It's that. You're not doing a podcast.
I think it's what the country needs.
Pretty much.
Three men and it's a riot, and Delhi comes to a standstill. But two men, we can still manage.
I'm not going to
go. Bro, what's the background?
So I also started off as a journalist.
Where?
Started with Indian Express.
Because people will check.
Indian Express.
The Goenka group, I will call Arun Goenka in the morning. Then
Hindustan Times.
Hindustan, I will call Veer Sangeen.
Man's World.
Used to run it.
Huh? International, Man's World, National Geographic
Man's
Traveler.
Man's World, Harsh, I'll call him in the afternoon.
National Geographic Traveler.
I don't know anyone. I'll just say Mr. Swaminathan.
You can call Fox. Rupert Murdoch.
Mr. Fox.
Mr. Fox.
Mr. Murdoch.
So yeah, so on and off for a couple of years, I was doing journalism.
What the hell were you doing? National Geographic? Finding relatives?
That as well. I am Sindhi, so yeah, that shit. We
God.
Need to do that. Yeah.
That's a story that's worth National Geographic.
So National Geographic Traveler was the magazine. So we did.
Why did you
travels.
Guys come to Colaba after partition?
Sorry?
Why did you choose Colaba and Prabhadevi?
I think a lot of Sindhis were also deep down inside townies.
Is that it?
It's like, yeah.
Is there any reason why they came to these specific areas?
I like Tisha representing for the entire Sindhi community.
No, I represent all. I speak
touched a chord. I've touched a chord because his cousins all live in Colaba and Prabhadevi.
Yeah, I have no such cousins. That's the sad part. I live in New Bombay. So the sad part with my family is they came to Bombay and they were like, oh, this is not good enough for us. Let's go to Gujarat.
What? No, card-carrying members?
Yeah.
No. then?
More like employment.
Okay.
No, so...
You settled in Gujarat?
So my family did. Then, of course...
Hence, New Bombay is halfway to Bombay and... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, makes sense. Like, we got here, yeah. Close enough.
Take a break.
Close enough. Yeah. They're not going inside. No, you know, the sad part is I alone moved to Bombay, then moved back to New Bombay.
Why did you move back?
This is some family stuff.
Okay, personal
but,
thing.
Personal stuff, which obviously...
But you moved
discuss.
To Bombay to pursue your career where? In journalism or...?
No, so by the time I'd moved, I pretty much stopped journalism. As in, I'd moved on to
freelance.
Okay,
let's rewind a bit. We've gone too far. So you were in National Geographic last...
No, last National Geographic, but that was in 2014.
Okay.
But before that, I'd started freelancing.
As a comedian?
As a comedian and a comedy writer.
Right.
And I did shows for shows all around.
And jokes on animals, basically, because of the
all
background.
All sorts of things.
Yeah.
All right. Men are and also Sindhis. And Sindhis. Well, actually, I did have a Sindhi.
What was your point there exactly? Yeah. All right, go on.
Sindhis are to be
Leave it.
This
yeah.
is how you... This
and
necessary.
Bully.
Exactly.
And racist and prejudice and all the lovely things person. That make us one dish. See?
No, so yeah. So journalism for a while. Then moved on to comedy.
What do your parents do?
My father was a civil engineer. He's just retired.
So how did they... They were okay with you becoming a comedian? I mean...
I think they didn't have a choice.
But they thought you were funny?
No, you know what? Their reaction is...
Because I'm thinking the father thinks this guy has never told a joke in his life.
Exactly, dude. But that's exactly what my dad
said.
His parents
that's
are very
exactly,
supportive.
That's exactly
beta,
what my
you're
said.
Funny. You're funnier beta, than everyone, beta.
Beta
the funniest person.
Don't make
definitely
jokes.
The funniest
save the whale. Yeah. Beta, save the whale.
But that's what they say. They say like, at home, you're not funny at all. You're not you don't make us laugh. You're always angry and pissed off. Like, that's because I'm at home all the time.
Because I live with you. But seriously.
So, sorry, what? Seriously about what?
No, seriously, so there's no support from the family or anything?
No, there is no...
So where do you get this idea? Being a... Your father's a civil engineer. You're a journalist and really big...
But see, that's the thing. No, once you live in Bombay, you see all of things happening around
No, that's like a hobby.
And I covered the first big open mic that happened in Bombay, which was Veer Das's open
you
mic.
You covered it as a journalist?
As a journalist.
Okay.
In 2009.
It's like how the crime reporter becomes a gangster.
Pretty
this
much.
Is the
That
trend.
Is what I have done.
You don't know this, but Chota Rajan, editor of 3 newspapers.
That's true.
Before he went berserk.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you covered Veer Das's open night. And
open mic
got
that he used to do at Blue Frog.
Yeah. Veer Das hasn't closed down, but Blue Frog has.
Blue Frog has.
Exactly, yes.
Right. Joel wants to take it further. Don't be a bitch on this show. You got your own show.
Joel loves love the Blue Frog.
Why?
Joel's favorite.
What's the in joke? What's the in? I want to hear everything.
Hated that place. Never.
Why?
I went there once literally in my life.
Huh.
Because it was so poshy and pretentious. And there'd be all this.
Suddenly you become left leaning.
I was always left leaning.
Okay. Moment is a little fancy. I get what you're saying, you know.
It's not like
very eclectic.
I'm wearing khaki shorts right now, but that doesn't mean anything.
Okay. So you didn't like the environment?
I mean, they are light khaki.
Once again, understand, you didn't like the environment, you didn't like the people who were there because they sort of.
No, the environment was lovely. It was a very lovely place, like, you know, but you'd have all these, like,
jazz lovers.
Artists from everywhere, and everyone was like, oh, we respect the art and respect the artist. And it's like, guys, it's a bar.
Too much respect.
It's a bar. Yeah. And
you can't shout, hey, bench on your peanuts, ka hai?
Correct.
You can't.
Exactly. And I'm of the opinion, and Tushar, as a performer, will also may back me on this, that if you're a performer, if you're on a stage and you're in a bar, okay, this is not like the NCPA or, you know, one of those type
Rosinian
of places.
Theater, huh?
If you're in a bar it's your job as a musician or as a comic or as a
to reach out
and hold the audience.
Correct.
If the audience is chatting among themselves and doesn't care about you, that's not my fault.
Correct.
That's his fault.
Yeah, I did perform at the Blue Frog a bunch of times, and it was not a fun experience.
So really, why?
So because I think they're too good for the artist, is what you're saying, in a sense.
No.
I think this opinion of mine formed very early, and as you said, I am biased and prejudiced. So once this opinion formed in me, I just refused to go back. I think this was in the first year of their opening.
Sure, did they turn their back on you? Because that's terrible. No,
it's not that. I think it's one of those venues where unless it's full, nobody's paying attention to you.
Oh wow! So it's like Parliament.
Pretty much.
Nothing happens unless you get a full house.
And Modi ji shows up.
Oh, just watch it. Don't mention Bar and Modi ji in the same. Oh, okay. It's not allowed
that is
by
true.
Law. Check the constitution, which is not here with me at the moment.
We got rid of it last week.
Never make fun of that. That was Tushar.
With his own lawyers. In jail next week.
Fairvani. Contact them directly. So coming back to your life. So then you were covering it as a journalist and you got hooked.
I got hooked, plus a couple of friends were also doing it. So I was like, I'll also try.
But this is amazing, and I ask comedians all the time. Up till now, nobody thinks of you as funny guy.
Yeah.
You're not in the group, not in the house, not in the colony.
Nobody.
Not in your workstation. So where did you suddenly... I mean, it's like imagining that you're a great guitarist without ever playing the guitar in your 30s or something.
I think it also happened when I started freelancing and started writing comedy. I started writing for comedy shows before I started doing stand-up.
Oh, is it?
And I was like, I can write these jokes, so why should I write for other people? I mean, I will still write for other people because money, bro.
Money, you're a Sindhi man and so am I, yeah.
And we need money.
We need money.
So that
money is more than funny.
Exactly.
Want to take it further?
No.
Fuck it.
I refuse to.
So this is amazing turnaround. So that you basically were not pruned for this at all in any way, and then suddenly you just decided a switch went off and you said, I'm good at this, I can write a bit, I can talk
also
a bit.
It was a low risk thing, no? You're like, okay, child, let's try an open mic and see what happens.
Okay.
And it worked. So, like,
so where was the first open mic?
The first open mic I did was, it was actually in this sports bar in Malad. There was some sort of comedy.
Sure, I'm there every weekend.
Yeah, my favorite
sports
place.
Sports and Malad. How can I miss
my favorite
it?
Place. Yeah,
that's true.
Only bar is a bit of a oxymoron.
But they do have those special ones.
So you got a good response. Was it friends and family? Was it just general?
No, people? It was a festival. It was a comedy festival going on.
And again, his family is turning up from Navi Mumbai to watch him.
I don't think my family likes me that much.
They might be cousins. Come on. So no,
I don't think any of them like.
Generally
a couple of friends were there because they were also performing there.
Okay, but that doesn't mean they're friends, huh?
Yeah,
that is true.
So, but that first experience, as I tell my wife, I mean, I was not her first experience by far, from what I gather. But why get into that? It's so personal, unnecessary to say sorry.
Why would you do that? I apologize.
So this is an intimate setting, but Cyrus, just say what you like.
We can share our feelings.
Yes.
I'm not doing that anymore.
We are sharing feelings, after
bro. So then, what was the response there? Because apparently, that first thing will be, you know.
So the thing is, I surprisingly got a good response.
Do you remember any of the topics or gags vaguely? What were you talking about?
There was a bit I had about being a vegetarian.
You're a vegetarian, obviously.
Yes, I'm a Sindhi vegetarian, yes. Yeah. And about being a Sindhi. Because that's what you first do when you start doing comedy.
Yourself.
You pick the most cliche topics about yourself.
You realize Malad is almost vegetarian. Like 92.7.
No.
Cyrus,
no,
it's like there's two parts
Malad.
Of Malad.
There is the Catholic side
and there's the Guju side.
Just like a FYI.
God, I've started a war.
There's a place. You eat meat, right?
I would rather not endorse the killing of animals, but
you partake, right?
I have slipped on occasion.
The next time you're in Malad,
for my entire life,
there are two places that you should visit. There's one place called Jimmy's Burgers.
Jimmy. But that's in town also. So there's Jimmy's Burger. Then
is it? Okay.
Yeah.
And there's another place called Stacks and Racks.
That sounds so sexual.
Outstanding. Shady. Ribs, steaks.
But now I'm turned on.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Wrong imagery.
I have to go and say shit.
So in Malad, we get the best steaks, is what you're saying.
Some of the best steaks, yes.
Okay, government to note. Malad, shut it down tomorrow.
You ruined it, Joel.
Malad cancelled. Go straight to Jogeshwari. Do not turn left. All right, listen, before we take a break, so I just want to set up and then we'll come into the whole show thing and all. Before you all met, you were doing comedy, and then what was your next goal? You kept the job? At the same time?
No, so I was freelancing.
Only in comedy. So you're writing and you're performing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was doing that.
Hence you had to go back to New Bombay.
Partially, yes. because comedy does not come with financial planning.
So I remember telling his pal Rohan, who's now one of the big names in the business.
Pal. Rohan were
everybody's
classmates.
Pal. I don't know. Nobody doesn't like
no,
Rohan.
No, he and Rohan were classmates.
With classmates?
Yeah, in
Jai Hind.
Jai Hind College.
College. Huh.
Yeah.
I was just telling him, you know, his comedy is doing so well. He moved from Alba Hill to Andheri.
No, no. Santa Cruz.
Is it? Yeah. All right. Cheers. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We have to discuss the fact that you guys are now together, a powerhouse, who are doing some sort of satire, apparently.
Not really satire.
But
don't set the bar high. We've set it low. Leave it
low. Yeah, leave it low.
Fair enough. We'll be back in a sec. Okay, back here with Joel and Tarun. What is the name of the show?
Uncle, please sit.
How can I forget that?
Also, I'm Tushar.
What did I call you?
Tarun.
I now have to apologize for 5 minutes. Because this is the most embarrassing moment on a podcast. When you invite people over, supposedly.
You should write people, your guest names on your hands, no?
But if it,
what's your name? Tarun?
But Joel, will
KC. It was KC, no?
Tushar, my problem is it'll stain my head, the Tarun. It's like a mistake that stays. Okay. Once you get that name, like Rohit Rohan, once you get that name wrong, you're dead.
It's okay, it's fine.
Any close name, you just can't get it right again.
I'm not famous.
That's why I always call people boss or chief.
You're telling... I am the master at this.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Joel cannot remember a name.
Really? I am unbelievably bad at remembering names.
So what do you do? Do you go for the anything
I have? So I have
generic?
I have these tricks. So earlier on, it would be like, hey, what's your email address? Because a lot of times people have their names
you'll
and
get
their
something
email
out of
address.
That, yeah.
But sometimes you have these fools who be like, purpledragon@gmail.com. I'm like, damn you.
Road Bandar.
Or I'm like, how do you spell your name? A lot of times it works, but then sometimes again you'll have A-M-I-T. And then you look at me like I've got some mental issues.
He's a technical institution. Tarun, a.k.a. Tushar. Yeah. Whatever else you want. Is there a pet name to save us time?
No, Tushar is good.
Damn you.
Or just call me T.
Okay, so just tell us about the Mullah.
No, don't call him T.
Actually, don't do that.
I may start liking that. So how do you guys meet? What's the story?
So we're also friends. We've known each other for about...
From the circuit?
No, not circuit.
From the AIB...
Common friends.
Show.
Oh, actually, much, we met before,
through,
much before.
He wrote
actually,
on the show.
No. We actually met through Rohan. In college.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first time we met was at Regal Cinema, where we were watching. So you know when the Lord of the Rings, the third one came out.
Okay.
What's the third one called?
Trilogy.
The Return of the King.
So Regal was doing this thing.
You can't remember the title. You called me
this was back
you
in 2003.
Yeah, fair enough.
So the third film was releasing. So Regal was doing this thing where they were playing all three at the same time.
Correct.
So that's where we met for the first time.
Yeah.
And then we didn't meet again for half a decade, I think.
Because the film sucked.
Really upset. We were like, there's too much shared intimacy here.
Yeah.
Bas ho gaya. Abhi nahi kar sakte ho. Then I think we met again later through common friends, Rohan and all.
Yeah.
So do you do anything together before the podcast?
Not yet.
Lots of alcohol together.
Okay.
Lots of alcohol. Yeah, that's
But that's
right.
A huge bonding. Every rock band in the world has got together because of that and also broken up because of that.
Lots of alcohol.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
So now let's go to Uncle Please Sit.
Yeah.
That's got that right?
That's the
Yes. Okay. Uncle Please Sit.
Thank you, Cyrus.
What the hell is Uncle Please Sit about? Who's Uncle?
You're the Uncle Cyrus.
I think
you're going to be the poster.
There was a TV show called Anupam Uncle
Sena something Anupam Uncle.
Where did that come from?
Because
then?
I think
it came
Z
from
Z
Rajasabha.
Yeah, it came from
Z or something.
I think so.
It was a kid show based on that show by the
Sena something Anupam Uncle.
Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, yeah. That children say the darndest things or something like that.
Kids say the darndest. If you know all this, Joel, I wasted 5 minutes discussing it when you already knew it.
It took me a second to jog my memory.
Because when I said sexual predator, you got upset.
Yeah, how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you?
Anupam Kher. A paradigm of morality.
We apologize.
Okay, we apologize.
Sorry. Sena something Anupam Uncle. So this is Father, Please Sit. No, Uncle, please sit.
Uncle's
brother, father, please sit. Please
just Uncle.
They're Indians.
Everyone is an uncle. Okay, so what's it about?
So basically, it's, you know how, not necessarily older people, but a lot of times older people have these bizarre opinions. And they are completely fact-free or completely based on nothing except bias or prejudice. Very strong prejudices, very strong opinions. Like... This is how it is. And you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Right?
This country needs this. Yeah.
If you have Chinese food, coronavirus will become yours.
Correct. Okay, no logic, no rational, nothing, whatever. But like cherished value. But talking about Chinese food, like for instance, MSG. Like everyone believes that MSG is bad for you because Chinese food, apparently it's just racism.
Yeah.
Right?
Also for people listening, MSG is also Ajinomoto.
Yeah.
And MSG is also that gentleman who's been put in jail who had a cult following.
Yeah. Don't say anything, they will shoot you.
They will shoot you.
Or
worse, worse, they'll appear on your social media and keep trolling.
Going down the alphabet, there's also MSD, who may or may not play the World Cup in October for India.
Nobody seems knows. Highly unlikely at this point.
Well, I don't know. They say, look at his fitness. It all depends on how he performs for Chennai Super King.
Who are you talking about?
The one and only Mahendra Singh Dhoni.
Oh, shit.
Why have we gone there? Can we talk about your
the
show?
The Kohinoor of Jharkhand.
Well, not just Jharkhand. Ranchi, and then you go down towards Jamshedpur, and then even Bihar proper. It's more than that.
Of course, your geography is poor.
Why are you taking phones in the middle of this? Lack of respect is lovely and charming.
No, it wasn't on silent.
Why was it on silent? All right, we're interrupting the flow of this young man.
So it's
how
basically
men or elderly or senior people have these very strong opinions,
Strong opinions about things that have no, based on nothing, like no rational.
Can you give us one example which is a common one, not the MSG one? But
so it depends, right? So for instance, if you're talking about, say, the political system, right? And everyone
generic
believes,
they're all corrupt.
Yeah.
Don't confuse the facts, bro.
That's based on a half truth.
Yeah.
If you, for instance, if you talk to uncle long enough, he'll say two things. One is, especially like upper class rich uncle sitting and drinking scotch in their drawing rooms, India needs a dictatorship for 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay, only
well,
for 15 years.
Well, who ordered that?
Yeah. 15 years, that will sort us out completely.
And I like how the dictatorship comes with an expiry date.
He leaves.
And exactly 15, not 14 or 16.
And a benign dictator, because that's a... Because
paradox
this country,
in terms.
This country is sweetie.
Someone will take over the country, but he'll be a sweetie.
So what, he shoots your mother but pats your dog? You know, you got to get it right.
Or shoots you and doesn't send a bill.
Yeah. That's sweet. That's something.
Oh, wait, this was later, no?
Oh, yeah, this was later.
Oh, shit, sorry, shit.
Coming soon, the reference. From before for after.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, we have a time machine on this.
Return of the Dragon was actually shot before Enter the Dragon. Hey, life changes. Go on.
So basically we confront these opinions, right? And we confront them with fact. We confront them with data that we source from
the
places
internet.
We can trust. Yeah, the internet.
Like, I noticed that with sport a lot. Yeah. A lot of upper-class Indians tend to discuss, say, cricket or football in a very they're very specific in their conversation. Mm. Like, you know, New Zealand was very difficult because the ball was seaming and moving away from the right-hander. And he classically kept the ball away and then brought that one in for Virat Kohli. You know, it was beautifully bowled, a very good length, perfect length. And you're thinking, the guy can't even tie a shoelace. But, you know, the conversation is very clear.
Yeah.
So that's also part of the whole thing.
I have this problem with a lot of people who watch football because they're so hyper specific. Like, I used to play football, I used to play for
this is like an ego lesson.
Back
what
in
the
day. Vasai United.
What is this nonsense? I was about to drop like Sadio Mane or something down on you.
Oh. And I'm like, guys.
Maharashtrian, by the way.
You know what I really like about football fans when they refer to themselves and their team as
Liverpool.
Us and we. Yeah, us and we.
We have a game tonight.
Who's
you're right,
we, guys? Who's us? Like, you're here, they're there.
Yeah, obviously not fans of the ISL because all the thing is to do with the EPL or La Liga. There's nothing in between. My son is a Liverpool nut. He dresses up and everything. Doesn't sleep. Goes to school with 3 hours sleep. And they lost finally to Watford.
Thank God.
And there were tears. First time in the season. But there were tears.
That's the thing with Liverpool.
But it's Liverpool.
Fans,
it's so far away.
No, but the emo-ness of Liverpool fans in another level.
Who are you with?
Arsenal.
Oh.
We're just permanently
sounds like
just sad. Just sadness all around.
How we've taken the conversation away from the lovely podcast to our irritations
podcast
in football and cricket.
So our podcast.
So again, the uncle here is sort of a metaphorical uncle.
Right,
it's anyone who's an
he's
ignorant.
That prick who irritates you after some time because he's...
And of course, the uncle logic also came with like the drawing room thing where, you know, like whenever we've sort of... we've all experienced this, right? There's always been like some uncle will be like, beta, dekho, India mein aise hi hona chahiye. India mein yahi hoga.
I mean, look at the subjects we have, like coronavirus, CA, these kind of things. You can have very strong opinions very quickly. And the person has done no research, has no idea.
And
but just
WhatsApp
shove it
has made it worse. No, because they gave me... Or dekho, mereko WhatsApp forward aaya tha. And in that WhatsApp forward, someone said that Chinese have made this mass weapon to kill everyone.
Huh.
I'm just like, what?
I think that's true, but...
Possibly, maybe.
That's
I
why I said
example.
At the start of the conversation, uncle is you, Cyrus.
Yeah. You can WhatsApp uncle.
No, and you know, the best part is it'll always be from a source that says, Global Indian Wow News. Like, Deep State India. I was like, what? I'm like, naam to dekho.
Research doubly.
Yeah, because uncles love conspiracy theories. Uncles love to imagine that I know more than you because my sources are better than
inside
yours.
Inside source.
Inside source.
Isn't that the whole idea of Republic TV?
But see, the thing is, they have inside
again,
source.
Key demographic for Republic TV.
Are those uncles? So you can go to the panelists or the guys who drop the panelists to and from.
Correct, yes.
Those are the guys they've also started arguing like Arnab, no?
Yeah.
When you see them arguing.
I think now if you don't, you're dropped. You know, it's like you got to be like Virat Kohli to be in the team. You got to follow his way of life and all that. So you got to do that. If you're a soft-spoken, sweet guy filled with please and thank you, how are you going to make it on TV?
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
You're just doing a photo on that.
They'll point you left to NDTV. Yeah. No pun intended. Right. So what have you tackled so far? Give us some insights. And do you allow people to get in? Do people join in the chorus?
No. So initially, right now, we're trying to do this thing where it's just the two of us.
So you'll take a few things which you've heard and say, okay, let's talk about that.
No. So we pick a topic. Like, for example, one of the topics that we've done is the middle class.
How I hate the middle class. Sorry, go on.
They themselves hate themselves.
And the government has always hated the middle class. You realize everything is against the middle class.
This is the myth we bust.
Nothing is against the upper class.
We are busting this
upper
myth.
Class and Gareeb, there's too much done for the Gareeb. We have to stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. I say we've done
Cyrus
too much for the poor.
Cyrus is the uncle.
Pay the tax, middle class. Stand in the line, middle class. Demonetization, middle class.
Every single one of these points.
Toll booth, middle class. No parking, middle class. Can't get a kid into school, middle class. Can't get a place in a seat on a plane, middle class. Kulal Kamra. But other than that. Alright, so have I hit the right notes here for you?
You have hit the right notes.
So tell us about it.
I'll tell you the first thing.
Yeah.
The fact that you call yourself middle class. South Bombay Parsi dude.
But we are middle class only, no? It's all relative.
Cyrus, you're the 1%. You do realize that.
No, we're not the 1%. You're the 1% is above.
In India, 1%.
I salute the 1%.
You are the 1%.
You're standing in front of a mirror saluting yourself.
I have 1% chance. That's different. I'm not the 1%. Yeah.
No, you are definitely the
1%. Okay, let me not interrupt. Tell us more.
So
I'm not the middle class.
The number of people, approximately the number of people in this country who have property more than 7 lakh rupees
right.
in this country
is
less than 30 crores.
So, okay, which is...
And by that, I'm including people who... So this is like a family figure. So 30 crore people, sorry.
Collectively ownership.
Yeah. And this is all assets.
South Bombay heads legislation.
All assets.
No,
assets,
this is 7 lakhs.
7 lakhs.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. So, and the rest are lower. So you can imagine...
So outside the middle class is under 7.
Under 7, yeah.
So and over 7 is
basically,
what?
Basically, so everyone...
70 is over 1.5% of the population.
7 to 70 is middle and over 70 and above an asset.
Is
and everything collectively
so
is,
only 1.5% of Indians, at least according to official figures, have assets above 70 lakh rupees.
Right.
Of course, this is an average. So you could have people who have 50,000 crores and you could have people who have 70 lakh
but
rupees.
But we need 3-4 lakhs a month to survive.
See?
It's not easy. He calls
him the middle class. Point, 80 rupees an hour for parking. Whose pop is going to pay? Whose pop is going to pay?
Yours, Richie.
Yours.
Who else?
I'm waiting for the cycle.
You're so rich, Cyrus.
I've ordered a cycle on Amazon. It should come now with gears and stuff.
So that's why the number of people who have wealth is very low.
Who can afford Amazon.
Very low. So first of all, people who are middle class are not.
Okay, so what's the myth now? What's the myth that you were talking? What are you busting?
The thing that the assumption that middle class is a massive number. It's not a massive number.
I believe I'm middle class and I'm being persecuted.
Yes, that is also a myth.
And
you're being persecuted. No. Middle class
like the tax thing. Dude, everyone pays tax.
What bullshit?
Are you buy
bullshit.
A biscuit, you're paying tax, no, Baba.
I'm telling you right now, all the tax, whatever network they have, however broad the prism is, it's only to do with the middle class. It doesn't go below, for sure. Who pays?
Everyone pays taxes.
May not need to, that's another story.
No, you're talking specifically about income tax. There are 50,000 taxes.
Everyone pays tax.
Everyone pays tax. If you breathe
you
in this country...
Parlay, you
I don't care
tax.
About the VAT. The VAT doesn't bother me. Yeah,
it has the word
sales
tax in it.
Tax in it.
Value
tax,
added. No interest.
Tax.
Sitting there and counting numbers, number crunching, talking to a guy, telling him that no, you're wrong.
You're talking only about income tax and everyone
income
pays tax.
Income tax has not been easy for all of us.
Everyone pays tax.
Also, how much tax did you pay last year, Joel? Tell the truth.
I'm not going to tell you.
You bastard. How can you have a show out there and not be honest? As a good Sindhi, I hope you didn't pay.
No. Sadly, I did. Because, I don't want to piss off
Okay, so you all just go against each other and discuss the topic threadbare. What happens after?
Yeah, we just, it's a lot of back and forth.
But you don't have a contrary opinion. Like someone coming and saying that, the middle class are something.
But
like
we're,
I am
based
doing
on,
right now.
We're based on research, Cyrus. So
it's your bullies. It's your way or the highway.
It's our show, damn it.
It's our show, damn it.
We do whatever we want on this show.
Okay. Couple more myths. Anything else?
Like another one of the episodes that we did is this myth that a lot of people believe that India is predominantly vegetarian. That Indian culture is predominantly a vegetarian culture and people who consume meat are like the outliers, right?
But actually,
it's flipped around.
60% non-vegetable.
70% non-vegetable.
Tushar, you're in the minority.
I am.
The two words.
I was briefly a meat eater.
Oh, you.
Till the age of 12, 13.
Okay. And then because of price of meat, you know.
And I was in Gujarat, so, you know, shit happens. Okay.
Leave it there. That's just so much to talk about.
So, yeah, so the vegetarian thing, right? A lot of people believe...
But this is a great myth.
Yeah, a lot of people believe, first of all, that Indian culture is primarily...
It would be foreigners.
Yeah, but that then...
That's also because... Yeah.
Of us.
Of us, yes.
Yeah.
The kind of people who travel abroad and the kind of people who perpetuate
the middle class,
this
those Jutes.
The middle class.
More than middle class, it's upper caste.
That's upper the upper caste, middle class.
Caste, yeah.
The Brahmins who cause all the trouble.
Yeah.
Pushing their vegetarianism.
It's like, for instance, okay, I'll ask you this question.
And in the urban India, we're used to more of them.
Let's
in educated
see. Yes.
Let's hear this
okay,
question.
Okay, Tamil Nadu, the state of Tamil Nadu. How
more biryanis than anybody else.
What do you think is the percentage of like meat eaters versus vegetarians?
Only the Tamrams are veg. The rest will not be. They're very small.
So what do you think is the percentage?
80% non-veg.
Friend, it is 97%.
Batting! Almost as old as Karuna.
97%
Tamil Nadu.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow, I'm going to not settle there because I want to end this meat eating. Wow, is that a true fact? You're making this up.
No, it's a government of India.
Now you've gone beyond comedy. You're just making up. You're like Kim Jong-un. I will now tell you. It's a government in 400 in maths.
It's a government of India.
It's all across South India.
So Tamil Nadu number one, huh? Tamil Nadu state of India.
Kerala,
98
or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kerala. My God, a vegetarian in Kerala is a lonely, lonely guy.
Andhra and...
Andhra, Telangana, Orissa, Kerala.
Bengal.
Yeah, 90 East.
Higher than North India.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
North India is the flip, right?
Guess Punjab. How much?
50.
What? No?
I've got only vegetarian dhabas in Punjab.
Yes.
Exactly. So,
I suffer so much.
Punjab
I kept thinking butter chicken, and all I get is dal. Kali dal.
That's literally what we've talked about on our podcast.
No, I used to, because we did so much work traveling in Punjab. And I just
Punjab is 66% vegetarian.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's true. Yeah, Punjab is more vegetarian than Gujarat.
Yeah.
Oh. Gujarat stands at, I think, 60% vegetarian.
60%.
In spite of, let's not, okay, fine.
Yes, right. But still 40% of Gujaratis are...
Maharashtra.
Maharashtra is, I think,
60% meat eaters, 60-70% meat eaters,
yeah.
And
Gujarati friends of ours, growing up in town and all that, they all like to eat meat outside the house. The whole there's another concept there, right? You don't eat in the house, but so you're veg.
So, you know, my assumption with this survey is actually the number's even higher. But a lot of people don't accept it.
This half-half, where they...
Yeah,
this
is
like... Also, being a bisexual, I don't have sex with men, but I've tried it. Joel, you were telling me just offline, so I just wanted to bring 70, it up.
No, also the 70% doesn't mean like people eat meat every single day. These are people who
also do with money and all that, and religion. And the point is that they eat meat.
Eat, correct. Whenever, regularly, whatever. Yeah.
When the McDonald's sales are on.
McDonald's.
We have changed it. You cannot call it McDonald's. Ladies and gentlemen, it has to be called
McDonald's.
And it's not Doland. Don't make it dirty. It's Doland.
Doland.
Because there's a certain way to say it which is so Indian and I love it. Doland Duck.
Doland.
Mickey Mouse to the get right because every second Punjabi is called
Mickey.
But what do we do about Doland?
Doland
is a speciality. Or anything else about the show?
We try to be funny also.
Ah, that too.
It is an attempt.
It is an attempt.
These are wonderful jewels, Joel.
Yeah.
Right? They're waiting
also,
out there.
Yeah, we've been told out to read this out. By,
so who researches all this? Before you
do
marketing crap.
We do research.
You do it yourself. It's all yourself.
Yeah.
Is this stuff you already have in your head?
No, because also... Over the years, we've hung out a lot, had a lot of alcohol together, and a lot of our conversations have revolved around these things.
And so we know Kavita as well, from IVM. So Kavita has been an audience to Tushar and me, basically.
So she's enjoyed that. That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, so she's enjoyed. So she's basically been an audience to me and Tushar ranting about these things at parties with alcohol, like I said, or on.
But do you all rant together, or is it a jugalbandi, or is it a fight?
We are all a very... talkative group.
Yeah.
So opinions matter, but what I mean is, are you on the same track?
Generally,
the class, on the same track.
No, we disagree also.
Mostly we are on the same
track. On the same track, but we disagree with the nuances of things.
Right. So you've got the topics already planned in your head, or do you discover them as you go along?
Both.
See, again like, you've both of us were journalists for a very long time.
Right.
And in my previous, what I was doing with like EIB also, with the news comedy thing, like that show was also... That show was meticulously researched.
Right.
We had an in-house research team. We had two sets of fact checkers. So basically working on that show for 3 years has given me a lot of experiences to how this is done. Like, you know, how do you verify yourself? Outside of what I used to do as a journalist, but this was hardcore because, like I said, part of my job was to make sure
had 10 writers and 5 researchers. Here, there's just 2 of you and me.
Yes.
So I will just verify everything. You just have come to me and I'll say yes.
Yes.
As long as we got a system in place, we can go ahead.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. So we are aware of how to, you know, how to research, how to fact check, what are valid sources, you know, things like that. Sources you believe believe sources you don't believe, even on the internet.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
On the internet, there's fake news. There's untrue stuff.
It's an epidemic. It's
what
an
are you
epidemic.
Saying?
It's fake news. Sometimes,
how dare
it's
you?
It's not very common, but sometimes yeah, you just happen across it. Like, you know.
Once every 10,000 stories.
So you will have some yeah. bad
mischief,
apples.
Mischief
some
makers. Bad apples. Yeah. Yeah. Mischief makers are there
Which
everywhere.
Is why we need dictatorship for 15 years.
15 years, not 16.
Only 15.
Always be clear.
Yeah. Yes. Like another one that we were talking about, that we were discussing also was just the idea that this is predominantly men, that young people should join the military. It should conscription should be mandatory.
Make us men. Yeah,
yeah make yeah. us men. Give us discipline and give this country a sense of purpose.
And you learn to wear belts again.
Huh?
You learn to wear a belt again. That's that for me was the most.
Also, it's an easy thing today. Say after you become old, no, so yeah. you fucking don't have to do with
yeah.
that thing.
You did whatever you had to do yeah. when you were a kid, and now all the younger people are indisciplined, and they
one
have to.
1 year in the army.
1 year, what? 3 years.
Oh my God.
And because one army, then again. Compulsory service of some kind, because
some
nation
national
building.
Service, yeah.
Nation building is important. I'm like, oh geez, uncle, please sit.
Yeah. Now you really must.
Scary. I'm glad this idea has been quashed as far as we can see. I don't think conscription.
Also, we're all beyond that age, so it's fine. So
why would the army yeah. take us?
Fuck
army would take us.
Who cares?
Really? I mean, you're in New Bombay, for God's sake.
Yeah,
what
I can't
you
come all the way.
Also,
nobody's
invading New Bombay.
Yeah. Also, you know what? The idea of training and arming, training people to kill each other, like people that, like for instance,
Nepean Sea Road Niles.
Nepean Sea Road Niles, or that guy who was driving that truck that
yeah.
pissed you off.
Yeah. yeah.
Training him.
My point
in
is
unarmed combat, I think, is a very bad
really?
Idea.
my biggest problem coming out of the truck is that they don't seem to care or know they're doing something
this
wrong.
Happened
that's
to you
the
this
ignorance.
Morning, no?
Yeah. No, it happens all the time.
Like, literally this morning.
Like it's like you're being shot. You can see the U-turn happening, and you're saying no. You can see him coming into your lane, and you're no, and then he's blocked everything because half here, half there, they're two lanes. You're done.
You know, I ride a motorcycle.
You can honk.
I ride a motorcycle in this city and everywhere.
That's a different
world. So you develop what I call ninja skills.
Yeah.
Okay, where you almost become precognitive.
And you guys have been given a right to do anything you want, right? You can go through a one way, you can go right parallel to the road, you can go over my car, you can kill my child.
My rules.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, you're law unto yourselves. Please talk about those motherfucking motorcyclists.
Fuck them, dude. Yeah. Seriously, fuck
one
them.
Should be killed every day going forward. Oh, sorry,
guys.
What really happens?
We're not going down that road.
Yeah. justice is served.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that
everybody has piles. It pains somewhere or the other at some time or the other.
I mean, you spend in long enough on a bike, you will get it.
Yes, so. Especially with Joel the ninja. Bugger makes you sit right on those railing part of the bike in the
yeah,
back.
That is yeah. true.
I have special pants.
Huh? Well, now with Corona,
they call the anti piles pants.
Yes, but with coronavirus, you can't sit pillion properly. You have to sit with a little distance. You won't take a chance.
Just don't sneeze into each other's hands. I think
that's a story for you guys.
Or follow the law and wear helmets, guys.
Yeah.
even when you're off the bike.
Even when you're off
more
the
importantly,
bike.
More importantly, because you
just
live in India.
Just wear helmets all the time.
All right, listen, we need to do the AMAs right now, but you want to take a break for some time.
Do I? Yes, I do want to take a break. Yes, of course I do.
You scratch, apparently.
I will do.
Awesome. You'll tell us. You'll explain to us when you come back later. All right, AMAs after the break. Stay with us. Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Okay, time for AMAs, or as I like to call it, Aao Mere Ko Satao, which is the real form. Mr. Silvery,
yes.
You've got some 2,000 questions. Let's not lie to people.
Yeah.
We get more than a million questions every 5 minutes.
Yes.
We can't answer them all.
Correct.
So what we do is we throw most of them away,
yeah.
but a few we retain, and out of those we have a little competition amongst ourselves, and then we basically, well, what we do is with that competition we decide who the winner is and we take it from there.
Yeah.
So as quickly as possible. Can we invite Joel to join us for the AMAs? He's just walked in, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Joel
yes.
lives nearby, wears no clothes, walks around a bit like my father, who's in a wheelchair, but he's able to use his legs. This time I'm talking about Joel. Joel, my good man, sorry. And Joel, you're on with this superb question, finely tuned question. Go on, Silvery.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I
okay.
can see.
The first question is sent in by Vishal Ganeshan. He says, hey Cyrus.
But I like the way we don't react to the names, because actually okay. we don't know who they are most of the time.
Yeah,
do we know who this person
no,
is?
No, we
sometimes
don't.
We do, because they write
he's
twice.
From Singapore though.
Oh wow.
We know
it's
that.
A typical name. Vishal Ganesan. And no coronavirus there. It's just a message. But if they write twice, it's normally a complaint, so we don't want to take that. But this
okay.
is a first time writer, Vishal. Yeah.
Yeah. So Vishal Ganeshan says,
okay.
Hey Cyrus, Abbas, Silvery and guest. I think he said Abbas.
He wrote this long ago. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Kudos to the excellent work you guys have been doing. I've been a huge fan
100%
of the show.
100% long ago.
Been a huge fan of the show for the last 4 years. So keep them coming and don't let me down like you did last week.
And now he sends
them. Don't let me down. This is negative. This is negative. Last week we dropped the ball.
Yeah.
India lost to New Zealand. This shit happened, man. Yeah. Go on.
Okay, that's enough. On to the question. Rate the following in order of what's closest to your heart in no less than 500 words. Justify your choice.
What?
Cyrus says.
This is the worst question ever.
Like an entrance exam.
We are the ones who ran away from all that, man.
Like
don't
coffee with Karan questions.
You start talking and you keep word count. Because 500
also, okay. But the artist side of my brain shuts down the moment they give numbers. So the moment they say 500 words, the whole creative question goes out of the window.
That's now, what Antariksh
like,
is for.
We Indians would say, yeah, I know, but you'll be like, and one, the two.
Is it double spaced or single spaced?
It's double spaced. Always double spaced.
That's what's
never
cheating.
Ask that. Joel, come on. We are allowed to cheat. How are we supposed to get through 500 word questions? Answers. Go on.
Okay. Read the following in order of what's closest to your heart and in no less than 500 words. Jeez. Justify your choice. A. Cyrus says. B. Week that wasn't. C. MTV Bakra. And he says, you will lose a listener if you said all of the same, yaar.
Okay, which I like the most.
Another threat, by the way.
And what a pain.
Yeah.
He suddenly has a friend. This is a typical relationship with a girl that I normally have. Starts well and ends so badly.
Yeah.
Now I just realized that I've got nothing with my life first because that's all he could come up with. Like,
answer if you dare.
I will. The podcast first, Cyrus says, most fun. Don't have to change clothes. Joel can just walk in the middle. I mean, that's what life should be. I love that informality. That's the most beautiful thing.
It's a regular party over here.
Yeah. You don't explain. Even our listeners don't care anymore. Why is the guy in the middle? Why is he entered and why is he left? Who cares? So why haven't they answered the question like right now? So number one, that, but it's all more because of the convenience, some extent the intimacy of a podcast and talking and being as honest as possible.
Very intimate. Cyrus and me are holding hands right now.
More than hands, but we don't want to say that. Our audience is so judgy. Then second would be week that wasn't, because air conditioned comfort, suits are there, you write in an AC, you shoot in an AC, and we finish in 4 hours. It doesn't take longer than that.
And you love the AC.
I love the AC.
Yeah.
And the worst is MTV Bakra. Too many variables, heat. Do it again. Didn't get sound. Oh God, so painful. So definitely the most work is MTV Bakra. I hated it. Still hate it.
Like, did you have to lose a lot of footage because the sound wasn't right?
So many times, good gags. Oh boss, mere ko nahi mila. Camera pe nahi aaya. Wo camera band tha. You have no idea, man. You have no idea. You're euphoric. It's like you get a wicket of a no ball. It's exactly that feeling. You think you had a good gag. You come back and say, boss, nahi mila kuch. We only have your shoulder. Man, life.
Nah, I used to, back in the day, I used to be an auto journalist and I had a show on television, right?
Yeah. So Times Now, no less.
And we used to, it was a car show, so everything was outdoor. So basically, it was imagine Bakra into 10.
Yeah.
Because weather.
Waiting.
And then, you know, sometimes we'd be on these roads, and in India, there is no such thing as access controlled roads, right? Everyone's everywhere. Mm. So we'd get this one time, okay, where the road is empty, there's no cars, there's no people, there's no dog, there's nothing. Like, and you know, you do this great shot with this car, and then you come there, and the cameraman's like, sir, actually, kya hai na ki camera chalu nahi tha. At that moment, I just want to lash out at whoever, whatever is around. Yeah.
But don't you find the technicians always behind?
Huh?
Especially sound, they're always behind. They're always not on.
I've done so many takes.
I finished the take, the guy's not put it on.
I'm not going to shit talk technicians.
Hey, I'm going to shit on all of them. I think they're idiots because they never pay attention. We finished the whole thing and then, like, oh, boss, oh, yeah, recording tha. How many times? Rishikesh, you're an exception. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
But the TV line, the people I've worked with, they're so slow. Sometimes it's with language. We are doing our instructions in English a lot and no one's paying attention. And suddenly, you know, this guy, poor chap, is not has any idea what the show is about. That's the other thing.
Rishikesh, our sound engine, is clenching his fist and he's like, you just wait.
He's a beautiful man.
You wait.
Aur ab pesh karte hain ek aur sawal, ek aur jawab. And who is the new entrant, Silvery? Who is this gentleman?
Tushar.
But who is he?
He's the comedian.
He's the comedian.
Yeah,
who should have
comedian.
Been at the top of the show.
He's also...
He is at the top of the show. And now he's back here having missed two questions. No, people don't want to know. He was there, then he missed a question or two. Joel was there.
Correct.
So where was Tushar? What do we say?
Gone to the washroom.
You want to do the washroom? We've done it too often.
Washroom...
Something else?
I don't know. Khujli? Stuck in traffic?
You just need to scratch.
Yeah. Khujli.
Khujli is good. Khujli is good. We all okay with that?
Just going for my edge guard.
So,
question.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to step out for Khujli is what I say?
Well, it would be civil.
Okay.
Or you have to scratch yourself.
No,
just going
to apply the
H
card and stuff, cool. You know, so.
Okay,
so
this is not Indigo. Nice. We have manners.
Okay.
Come on, chalo.
Hashtag camera.
Okay.
Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Mana kiya camera. That's his film name. Like, Mana Kumar. Sorry,
okay,
go on.
This question is slightly long, so please bear with me. But it's so
can the answer just be one word? Like, no?
No. Agreed. Yes.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question? We've run out of time.
He says, hi Cyrus and the gang.
Yeah.
I'm Kersi Dastur.
Kersi Parsi Jai. Oh, Kersi.
Yeah.
Is he from Oval?
He doesn't.
Is he a runner? He's a 70-year-old man who runs marathons.
I don't.
Okay, get to the point. This is the longest question ever.
I'm KC Dastoor. I absolutely love your podcast and believe that Cyrus is by far the most underrated talent in India. Love his free-flowing and
talent. Underrated, yeah. Yes, talent, difficult. Huh? Go on.
Love his free-flowing and irreverent style. I listen to you guys religiously whilst I drive to work. The best thing about your podcast is that I'm made to feel like I'm a part of the gang, and I sometimes can't help myself joining your conversations and saying things despite knowing that you guys can't hear me.
What kind of mental patient is chatting with the guys on the radio? I mean, isn't that a little scary? I agree with you, Joel. Yeah, I don't want to say
He's sorry, just driving and talking.
That's scary, man.
Cops pull him over. He's like, who are you talking to?
Nothing, no headphone, nothing. But yeah.
And the cops are like, fuck it, just go, just go, just go.
So it's one of the best ways to start a day. My question: so on a recent trip to Goa, I meandered into a flea market with my friend, and we both liked the Tibetan singing bowls and were looking for a good deal.
Singing?
You know those, so we walked past several vendors who hardly seemed to take any interest, and whilst we were about to leave,
is this a marketing sales sort of question? Which I'm getting worried.
No, I'm
yeah, you're actually
the bowls have got Joel. Joel is caught by the bowls. Huh.
Yeah, you're actually quite close, Cyrus.
Oh, good one, Cyrus. Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Thanks, boys. Work really hard on that shit.
So he says,
therefore the underrated talent.
Underrated. Huh.
So we walked past several vendors who hardly seemed to take any interest, and whilst we were about to leave, a young teenage girl closest to the exit took the trouble and to explain how it works and the different sounds each bowl makes, and was thorough in her knowledge. Whilst later on there were some others who were willing to offer a similar bowl for 10% less, I refused to buy it from them and instead paid the extra price and purchased the bowl from that teenage girl.
Who was pretty? I mean, that answers the question, right? Wasn't the ugliest teenage girl?
That kind of would make sense, I think. Huh. Whilst my friend got pissed off and felt that I got conned, I actually liked the fact that the girl took the effort and did a great job at marketing the product.
Premium. He's paid 10% premium for information.
Yeah,
and
I want
attention.
To know what his point is.
What is his point?
She made me feel important, and that's what made me buy the bowl from her. In such a situation, what would you do? Cyrus, Silvery, and guests.
That's us.
Yeah, yeah. Would you be okay paying 10% extra for someone?
Well, in this government with GST and everything else, I think we're used to the 10% going up all the time. I would pay the least. I wouldn't even get the bowls unless they gave it to me free. For me, personally speaking, just the idea of spending money is always, it's like a corrupt action. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not a bowls kind of guy.
You're not a bowls kind of guy.
If you want to hear singing, you just sing in the shower, no?
Something like that. Also, I just hate spending money. That's another issue altogether for another day, but I hate putting my hand in my pocket.
Also, we have apps for that now.
Yeah, and I'm called crime because crime doesn't pay. Yeah. I refuse to.
Again. High quality comedy.
Thank you very much.
Not very underrated.
I would like to thank...
Nation deserves to know him.
Yes, again.
He says, Cyrus, the girl was sweet, but believe me, I wouldn't have done any different had it been a 60-year-old guy instead.
Oh, that's too much information. I can't tackle this question anymore. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, so I think the lesson that he's taught us here, and Joel, since you've been in the auto business, you'll understand, because they have the same approach of, you know, shoving a sail down your throat some way or the other.
No.
With love or...
Displays with pretty girls.
Something like that. Yeah. There you go. It's all in the technique. So was he conned or was he happy? Or is he just justifying it by saying he did it himself, but he was actually sort of, you know, fooled into
I think he was
purchasing.
Fooled.
You think he was fooled? What would you do? That's his question.
I'd have walked away.
No bowls for you?
No bowls for
no
me.
Balls for
you would not argue about the 10% and say, boss, would they say...
No bowls for me.
I think the thing was, I think he wanted to feel good about himself. Like, yeah. Oh, look, I
and
did
no,
this
nobody's given him
thing,
attention
this
in
cool
10 years.
Thing where, I, you know, this 10%, I'm being extra because, oh, she explained it well to me. So, you know...
The personal touch is worth 10%.
The personal touch is worth 10%. Because, and then also I have a story after that.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I went and I did this.
And the longest story ever. Which is pretty much. It's killed our show. We had people listening up to this question.
Yeah.
This question dropped.
The moment has died completely.
No bowls can save us. No. Yes. I don't care how much percent you want
to
attach.
Thank you, Mr. Dastoor.
Lovely letter. The first half was wonderful. Really made us feel
listen,
good.
Listen, Cyrus, when you go to the club, when you go to Bamajim Khan or something, and just talk to him and tell him not to send these kind of nonsense.
I don't think he's the same, KC Dastoor. That guy wears really short shorts. He stands out. If he went to that 16-year-old girl, her parents would have shot him. Completely different experience, as far as I'm concerned.
That's why he paid the 10% extra.
Maybe under duress. Yeah. He's not told us the whole story.
Yeah. He's not told us the whole story.
It's like in what's happening in North Korea, from what I gather, in terms of coronavirus. They found a cure. 2 bullets, back of the head. I mean, it's just one way to go. It's not being insensitive. I mean, people have different...
You know what? But seriously though, what? You know what that is called?
What?
It's called a 9mm brain hemorrhage.
Yeah. It's nice to report.
That's actually what
that
it's
that is exactly
called.
The kind of knowledge everyone's talking
Kim,
about.
No. The doctor came to write in the report. Oh, 22-year-old Asha, of course, that's a Korean name. 9mm, brain hemorrhage.
And if you're a dissident or if you're if you get shot for a crime, they
don't
build
dissident
a,
here or there. One second,
they build a family for the bullet.
Wow, really?
I'm
you
not
serious?
Kidding, yeah.
That's beautiful. That's so painful for a miser.
And
you lose the relative which you may or may not.
I told the story because I knew it would touch you. You know, particularly considering you hate spending money.
I know, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so unfair. Why should you pay for somebody else's bullet?
Because the bullet was used on you.
On you, on your family.
On your family.
But you don't like that member of the family. You support the government.
But they're like, no, abhi blood relation hai, toh dena padega.
But can't they just strangle him, in which case you don't have to spend any money?
Okay, no, maybe they want to make a statement.
This is a very sensitive show. Let's leave it there. You guys have been beautiful. It's been really eye-opener. And what's the show called? The podcast y'all are doing?
Uncle, Please Sit.
Uncle, Please Sit. See, yeah. Silvery, I'm going to check that out. Uncle, Please Sit. We'll see you soon. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.